It's the tip of the spear in the epic battle to defend the United States of America. The National Security Hour exposes the wolves in sheep's clothing and their nefarious plots to undermine and destroy U.S. national security.
Welcome to the National Security Hour on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network on iHeartRadio, where you will hear the voice of freedom, the out loud truth. With me today is Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney. He needs no introduction. General McInerney is the George Washington of today. Also, investigative journalist Alan Jones. General McInerney, have you ever seen such lawlessness in America today?
Mary, it is historic. It has never happened before in our history, and there's a reason why. Never before in our history have we tried to undermine the Constitution and seize control of the United States government. This is the first time under Biden, and really it's initiated, and the real leader behind it all is Barack Hussein Obama. So that's why it's so historic. It has never happened. Now, if Trump was not going to run again, this would not have happened. In addition, to tell you how tightly coordinated it is between the Biden administration, the FBI, and everything else going on around us, as soon as Chairman Comer got word and verified of the source that President Biden had in fact been paid off $10 million by Burisma for making certain decisions in the Ukraine when he was the vice president. As soon as they knew that letter was being released, which was yesterday, and indicating and showing with clear evidence that Vice President Biden had accepted $10 million, and they said it would take 10 years to discover how the money was funneled through the different banks. As soon as that was going to be announced, then they immediately put out the arrest warrant for President Trump, and all having to do with Mar-a-Lago and the efforts that went on down there. So we knew before that that was a setup, that they were trying to get the Russian hoax information, the classified information, much of it which Durham released, but which President Trump was authorized to take with him when he, for his records, and he had that down at Mar-a-Lago. And so that fiasco that went on just before the midterms, all of this has been orchestrated by the Biden administration. And despite what Biden said today, that he has not told the Justice Department what to do, he has been tightly coordinated with it. It's the first time a former president has ever been indicted. And it's the first time when he was running, when the competitor for the next election sitting president who announced his reelection campaign, that this has ever happened. So they're using the government to again influence an election that, Mary, you and Alan and I know very well what happened in 2016.
Yeah, they're using the government, the Justice Department, the FBI. They've politicized it to go after their political enemies. This is important because this is a political assassination, a narrative assassination to destroy President Trump so that they cannot, so that they can steal another election. But that's important because we've also seen what they did with these crimes against the Biden family. When they opened these documents, they not only found about the $10 million that they've downstreamed into different LLCs or wherever they've hidden all these monies, they've also found that there are more of these 1023 documents that show even more crimes. But Attorney General Barr sent the investigation to Delaware where they send investigations to die to make sure that nothing comes of them. It's important that we've never seen anything like this in America, but the players that are involved are particularly important as well. So we had these illegal armed raids of Mar-a-Lago, and Jim Trusty, the attorney, said that this was ludicrous unto itself. Also, we have Jack Smith running this investigation, and he didn't get it into the DC courts, so it ended up in Miami. But it's important who Jack Smith is and who the attorney on the case in Florida is. And that attorney had before been, the courts had found what she was doing. Her name is Karen Gilbert. Before she was found that she was illegally wiretapping, eavesdropping on her opposition. No one's ever heard of anything like that, but that is who's running this case in Florida against President Trump. Jack Smith, that appointed her, is interesting because Jack Smith is the same person who went after and was shellacked because of what came out. He is the same person that went after Robert McDonnell. That case was overturned because they spent, I think it was $27 million. It cost McDonnell over $27 million in legal bills. I mean, this is lawfare. That was lawfare. But the Supreme Court overturned this, unanimously overturned the case against McDonnell. They shellacked Jack Smith. These are the same players who are once again attempting a political assassination using lawfare. Never seen anything like this before.
Well, we're intimately familiar with lawfare. And again, it has never been done before. Alan, what are your thoughts on what's going on?
Well, I think one of the really important details is that this FBI form FD-1023 that is from this confidential human source who, according to reports coming out from members of Congress who've seen it in the SCIF, show that an executive at Burisma, where Hunter Biden was on the board, had actually made payments to the Bidens. It sounds like two payments of $5 million each. So that sounds like bribery. But the FBI has had this FD-1023 form since June 30th, 2020. That was months before the 2020 election. So this is just another case of the FBI engaging in election interference by holding this information along with a laptop from the American people.
Yeah, Alan, you're spot on. And Mary, you are too. And we're bringing up for our listeners an understanding of all the different instances in which the U.S. government, the government of the administration, was taking action against President Trump during an election year. That was 2020 that we're talking about already. I mean, it's obvious to anybody that what they're doing, this impact right now, the indictment, has everything to do with the 2024 election. So I ask you, Mary, why do you think they are going to such efforts and blatant, not even disguised, to try to stop Donald J. Trump from running again?
General, it is obvious. It is as obvious as the nose on everyone's face what is taking place in this country. They're going, the potential charges against Donald Trump, it's one charge under the Espionage Act for having documents that under the Presidential Act he was allowed to have. This has all but already been well established in law when they went after Bill Clinton for the documents that he had. They're going after him for obstruction of justice. There was no obstruction of justice. Destruction of records. There was no destruction of records. A conspiracy. False statements. We have watched this Justice Department, this FBI, this DOJ, since before Donald Trump came into office. They began planning with John Brennan and Barack Obama in July of 2016 of how they were going to get Donald Trump with this Russia collusion false narrative. That was a coup d'etat. That was treason. They began planning that in July of 2016. Why did they plan that? Well, General, I think in the Durham report, one of the things that they point to, which is so important, is that they were attempting to cover up Hillary Clinton selling in the Uranium One deal, U.S. uranium, 20% of U.S. uranium to the Russians. We also had FBI Director Robert Mueller that came out in WikiLeaks documents that he was delivering the sample of uranium to Moscow. You can't make this up. This is unheard of that we'd ever be handing our uranium over to our adversaries. But the fact that all this was on the table, all the crimes that had been committed under the Obama-Biden administration, along with John Brennan, among many others, they had to take down Donald Trump because their crimes were many. Their crimes were many. And I believe that that's why they were from day one and before day one attempting to take down and destroy Donald Trump. Political assassination, political narrative assassination, that is the same thing that they also did to General Flynn.
Exactly. And it all goes back to Barack Hussein Obama's desire to gain control of the U.S. government. Clearly, Hillary was supposed to win, and we know, the three of us know, why she did not, even though they used the classified program of hammer and scorecard in the 2016 election. We just say it was divine providence. But all over the U.S. government and make it mold into the World Economic Forum's Great Reset, as well as the Chinese Communist Party desire for global domination. And it is being driven by the Democratic Party. The leader behind it is Barack Hussein Obama, the only president to not have left Washington, D.C., and he moved 1.2 miles to Kalorama, which I've said before, into a multi-million dollar home next to the largest mosque in Washington, D.C., with a skiff in his basement. And he's running the government from there. It is obvious that as each day goes on, President Biden's a doofus, and he's not capable of running this government. And all the people in it, from the Secretary of State to the National Security Advisors to the Secretary of Defense, are all Barack Hussein Obama puppets. And so this has been orchestrated going on over 10 years now and before. So it's obvious that we are at a critical time on, and that's why they are not, they're no holds barred. It's like the 2020 election was no holds barred. You had 2,000 mules, the documentary by Dinesh D'Souza that showed how the stuffing of the ballots and all this. We had the book by debunked by Joe Fried, who points out that Pennsylvania had 200,000 more votes than voters in the states. Yet Vice President Pence did not contest that, along with the other five battleground states, Arizona, Nevada, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia. The anomalies there that stole the election. And of course, anybody who denounces it is immediately denounced themselves as the denier of the election. But we know, we have known for over 2.5 years now what went on in that election. But it's all part of the same scheme. And the Russian effort to steal it during the campaign, as well as when President Trump went into office, all the efforts they did in the Russian hoax there. And fortunately, the Durham report debunked all that, cleared all that up, showed it was a conspiracy. It missed a couple things, but the point is, the bottom line is Barack Hussein Obama and Joe Biden were briefed in August 2016, I believe, what Hillary was planning to do and the Hurricane Crossfire that later became the name of the FBI. They were aware of it and approved it. They committed treason the minute that John Brennan briefed them in August of 2016, and President Obama did not say cease and desist. I will not let the U.S. government participate in this. This is a coup d'etat. We will not do this. He, in fact, didn't say anything, and everybody knew that he and the Vice President Biden had been briefed, and that's why when you go through all the things that the Durham report went through, all these people are guilty of treason. But they did it because the president and the vice president had approved it when briefed by John Brennan. Alan, please contribute on this particular point, what we've seen of the treason across the U.S. government and stealing now two elections and trying to steal a third one.
Well, it's descending the United States into a banana republic in which we don't have a stable democracy. So this is not only damaging the United States and the U.S. image across the world, but democracy across the world, because we're supposed to be the model.
Exactly.
Yes. And General and Alan, we will talk about that when we come back after this break from our sponsors who support the Out Loud Truth, because it's important to understand that not only did they run this Russia collusion, coup d'etat, but under oath, they've continued to lie before Congress. So after this break, we will be back.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company launched the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. Be a part of a revolutionary new healthcare system that puts your health and well-being above the interests of Big Pharma's bottom line. It's the way healthcare should be. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
Here on America Out Loud, we emphasize optimal health, and air is the most essential element for life. The average person inhales over 35 pounds of air every day, yet we seldom think about how to rid the air of pathogens swiftly and safely when we need to. The Genesis Fogger Plus HOCL is the only way to quickly and naturally restore air to its optimal condition. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud for a free ebook on everything you need to know about HOCL and receive a 15% discount on the Genesis Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you'll be ready for what's next.
Oral hygiene hasn't changed in 50 years, but our diet and the way we eat has, creating an environment in your mouth for bacteria to wreak havoc on your teeth and gums. For better oral health, get Spry Dental Defense, an oral care line designed to combat acid-creating bacteria. The toothpaste, mouthwash, mints, and gum all contain xylitol, a natural ingredient shown to dramatically improve oral health. Spry can be found online and at all fine natural retailers.
Welcome back to the National Security Hour, where you will hear the Out Loud Truth. You can hear our shows. They go to podcast usually a day after, but we broadcast live Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. General McInerney, Alan Jones, please continue. What we're looking at right now is what was put in place began with the Patriot Act. And so while Robert Mueller is the one who delivered that uranium sample, according to the WikiLeaks documents that came out, he's also the person who was sitting at John Ashcroft's bedside when they put through the Patriot Act, which gave them new powers they had not had before under the U.S. Constitution. So in many ways, that was the dismantling of the Constitution right at that point in time. But Robert Mueller was not alone. He was with James Comey, and then the third amigo, as he is known as he was exposed by an FBI agent, the third person that was at Ashcroft's bedside was Christopher Wray, who has proceeded to tell lies. I'm sorry, there's no other word for it. Lies to Comer when he was asked for documents and he was told by Wray that they don't exist. When Comer then had to explain to Wray that he had already seen those documents. Only then did we begin to know about what was really underway.
Extremely important, Mary. This goes back a long way because that was the Bush administration. And you can see how this maneuvering and this swamp was being formed. Little did any of us know or even think that American citizens would be doing this. But this is clearly the greatest threat to the Republic in our history. Nothing is bigger than what is now going on to take over and seize control and make this a totalitarian state and disregard our Constitution, in which the Barack Hussein Obama and Biden have continually violated in subtle ways. And now, of course, in the 2020 election, they violated it fairly outright, and it wasn't hidden at all. As the book Debunked, which I talked about earlier, by Joseph Fried, lays out so brilliantly an auditor. And all these people that were involved, that Mary just mentioned, for instance, Mueller, Comey, Wray, people that were in very responsible jobs and that have enabled this coup d'etat against the U.S. government. Now, again, I repeat, yesterday, James Comer committee released the letter that the whistleblower had written, the 1023 that both Alan and Mary have mentioned. That was released. Again, as Alan pointed out, it was 30 June 2020 that the FBI got this letter and showed that Joe Biden had accepted at least $10 million, they're looking at more, as a bribe while he was vice president. Now, lo and behold, the day that is announced, all of a sudden, the charges against President Trump are released. Now, if you look at the mainstream media, they are sucking up all that information about Trump and kind of downplaying the bribery that Vice President Biden had accepted in the family, the crime syndicate. And now the arrest of the indictment of President Trump is sucking up all the oxygen. In addition, they've got this Holloway issue going on. And so there's a lot of play, but it is, as we pointed out, this is historic. And what is troubling me is, what are the Republican candidates that are running for office saying? Well, Asa Hutchinson said the president shouldn't violate the law. He's out of business, in my opinion. I think that Tim Scott said the right words, as did Vivek and some of the others. But I believe what Terry Blake says, that all of them should stop or halt their campaigns until this is cleared up. Well, that would mean they wouldn't run. And I think if they were unselfish, they would all stop their campaigns and we'd only have President Trump running for office.
Well, I think also Chris Christie, the fact that he's joined the race and that people can track back to Chris Christie, that he is the one that advised President Trump to put Christopher Wray in as the director of the FBI. That alone should pull Chris Christie out of this race. Chris Christie, if you remember, when we were at a point when whether Obama was going to run and whether he had enough support in 2012, Chris Christie's the one who came on the scene and on a beach gave a big hug to Barack Obama, once again, trying to act like Obama's a good guy. But part of everything that's taking place here today goes back to Barack Obama. It goes back to some of the information that we've released on not only the information from Dennis Montgomery, that they took a foreign surveillance tool known as Hammer and Scorecard. This was Brennan and Clapper with Obama. They had a VPN directly into the Obama White House. They were using this tool. It was a foreign surveillance tool to spy on the American people. They also were using the IRS to go after their political enemies. So we're looking at what the Obama administration did, but you have to remember he's a this is a man who practices communism that is also guided by the Alinsky rules, and that everything that he was doing, this transformation of America, was toward a communist country or the dismantling of the United States, transforming us out of business into the global communism. And you know that that's what he had in mind because he was the one that was working with Tedros, where we got this WHO agreement, where they took over the country under a pandemic. That goes directly back to Barack Obama.
Absolutely, Mary. And the point is, that pandemic was not a pandemic. It was a deliberate biological attack in accordance with the Chinese CCP's restricted warfare, unrestricted warfare, that was designed to get global domination without using kinetic means. And that was through massive biological warfare, killing millions of people, as well as cyber warfare. And all this is playing, it's all part of the same show, the same movie. And it's all has to do with the way the Democratic leadership and the Democratic Party in the United States has converted to subtly socialism and really communism. As I've said before, socialism is the front door of communism. And so all this runs together. Alan, please lay out for us some of the other parts of this scheme, in addition to the COVID-19, the deliberate attack, and the cyber attack on our election system in 2020.
So Mary has been doing some excellent research into Jack Smith. Just to remind the listeners, Jack Smith is this special counsel that was appointed by the Justice Department, and he's leading this prosecution of President Trump for allegedly mishandling the classified documents. Now, Mary also looked into Jack Smith's wife, who's very interesting. She's a film producer named Katie Shevigny, and guess who she worked for? She worked as a producer for Higher Ground Productions, and that is owned by, guess who? Barack Obama and Michelle Obama, and they produced the movie Becoming about Michelle Obama, which was basically Obama propaganda that was then part of the Netflix deal, which the Obamas made a ton of money on and then was aired on Netflix.
Yeah, this is, you have to look at this as a communist revolution, another Bolshevik revolution in America, where they're dismantling our country, where they've turned the rule of law on its head, where it's okay to go after your political enemies using the IRS to destroy them via lawfare. This goes back to unrestricted warfare, General, and General Chiho Tien. So when you're working with the global communists, and when Barack Obama, so not only was he working with China, also with Russia, remember he handed over Crimea, he did nothing Clinton administration had already told the Ukraine to give their nuclear weapons to Russia, leaving them unarmed. Obama, when they asked for cover, would not give them any arms. He made sure that they were easy pickings for the Russians. And then Joe Biden announcing bringing Ukraine into NATO, he knew that that was going to blow up. And what would happen is exactly what is taking place now. But the American people have to understand that that too is a distraction on many levels from all the crimes that the Obama and Biden administration committed, and that the Biden, and you're correct, the O'Biden administration continues to commit. The idea that we were buying 20% of our oil from Russia while turning off the spigots in this country, while handing over a petroleum reserve that is needed should we be going into a war. General, has anything like that ever happened in this country before, where we open our borders, turn over our oil, destroy our currency, and use the weaponization of government against political enemies? This is much more like something that Stalin or Hitler would do, which, by the way, Frank Marshall Davis, Obama's mentor, told that Frank Marshall Davis, his two most admired people were Hitler and Stalin. It's a sad day.
It's never happened before in the U.S. It has happened in Russia. It happened in Nazi Germany. And the fact is, this is all, as both you and Alan are pointing out, this is all part of the main effort to make the U.S. a communist society just through covert operations that are going. It is hard to believe. We sound like tin hats. But as you pointed out, Mary, what you forgot to mention was the critical race theory that we're teaching in our schools, the Green New Deal, what it's doing, and the way it is when Biden announced that the Green New Deal and gave up our energy independence. That's the first time in the history of man, before Jesus Christ was born, that a nation has ever given up its energy national security needs. And so it is obviously deliberate. Let me add a few more things. The fentanyl deaths being provided by China to the cartels. We are killing today the same number of Americans at the height of World War II that were killed in action in World War II, and our president, Biden, has not said one word to Xi Jinping. So it, in fact, is the second of the biological attacks that China has in their unrestricted warfare that we have mentioned. Now, the third, in my opinion, and the evidence is coming in, is the vaccination. The number of people that have been killed and that have died from the vaccination. So they're continuing to use the biological warfare disguised as different ways, as a pandemic, et cetera, to diminish the US and the global positions and security, and to intimidate the people. So all these things, Mary, that you are pointing out, and that Alan and I have pointed out, are all merged together. It's part of the same book that I would call treason. Never before has a nation, never before did I think, when I took the oath of office as a plebe at West Point in 1955, to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that domestic enemies would be our greatest threat. And it is clearly now emerged that domestic enemies are our greatest threat. And those that we've laid out and the names that we've discussed are betraying us. And it is again today, the day after it was announced that President Trump was going to be arrested and has to report next Tuesday for the Mar-a-Lago, we don't know what the counts are, but they're all made up. You hear things like the Espionage Act, et cetera. All this is made up, and he's going to win. But again, it is like the Russian hoax during his campaign and then while his presidency. It's going to confuse this system. It is going to confuse everybody. And Alan, let me let you get in before we get our break to add a few points of what Mary and I have been talking about.
Well, I just want to expand a little bit more on what Mary found out about the wife of the special counsel. So just think for a minute, in the event that Biden somehow has to pull out of the election because of what he did in Ukraine, it's possible they might make Michelle Obama the nominee for the DNC ticket. And so then you have a situation where the special counsel prosecuting Trump is the husband of the woman that made a documentary about the Democrats' front runner. Talk about a huge conflict of interest.
Exactly. Yeah, it is. And Alan, they call themselves progressives, but our audience should understand progressive is just a nice word for communist. And if you own the language, if you control the language, you control how people think. And that's what they're doing. Beyond the fact that the Biden's got the $10 million from Burisma, we also know that Hunter negotiated a deal for the Chinese via CEFC for $40 million to take over Monkey Island, our liquefied natural gas in Louisiana. So we know also about those deals where Hunter Biden was negotiating with our adversaries, turning over our energy. And as Lenin liked to say, he who owns the light bulb, so he who controls energy implements communism. So thank you. So after this break from our sponsors, who support the Out Loud Truth, we will be back.
Well, the Out Loud Truth was the rallying call that started it all. A wide spectrum of programming from world and political news to societal, your health, and cultural stories. 7 amazing years of news stories, informative podcasts, and great talk radio. America Out Loud Talk Radio, liberty and justice for all.
Maintaining a strong immune system has never been more critical. Nutrition company Healthy Cell created Immune Super Boost to help you strengthen your immunity, unlike other supplements that don't work. Immune Super Boost is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed nutrients proven to support immunity, like vitamin C, D3, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code out loud.
Whether you're an independent, a Democrat, or a Republican, one thing remains true. Airborne viruses love us equally. You've all heard Malcolm and the great Dr. Peter McCullough talk about the advanced nasal solution Cofix RX. Cofix is made in the USA and recommended by thousands of doctors and pharmacists nationwide. Spray goodbye to colds and flus with a Cofix RX nasal solution cleanse. That's COFIXRX.com. Save 20% by using promo code Out Loud at CofixRx.com.
Welcome back to the National Security Hour, where you will hear the Out Loud Truth. With me is General Thomas McInerney, Alan Jones. Please continue, Alan. We have James Comer, who knows that they were lying and that Ray lied to him, that they had documentation not only on the Burisma deals of $5 million, but also the deals that the Biden administration took as they sold our liquefied natural gas in Louisiana to China and the CEFC deal. How do you have all of our energy and all of our spigots cut off while we're facing a two-front war? These are the crimes that the Biden administration has committed. But this is all part of the Agenda 2130 to make sure that they are dismantling the United States, truly to take us into that long, dark night. This is about going into global communism. How many crimes can you, I mean, this should be a game show for the entire country. Name the crimes by the Biden administration. Alan, can you name some of them? Because there's plenty.
Oh, there's plenty. Let's look at the Tiger grants that Joe Biden was overseeing that allowed Gulf Tanner to move in to Port Canaveral. It goes on and on. But I think what would be really interesting is to hear what General McInerney, with all of his experience working at the Pentagon at such a high level as a liaison with the White House, how is it that the Pentagon is not up in arms about the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and the depletion of our ammunition all being sent to Ukraine? Why are the three branches of the military, actually we have four now with Space Force, not up in arms about this and asking the FBI, why are you not investigating all this?
Alan, that has befuddled me because I was in the Pentagon 4 days a week until COVID broke out and doing different military businesses. I run an edge cloud and was working on some things. But what has amazed me, I never saw this coming in the military. I just did not think about it. The chairman, General Milley, was appointed by President Trump. The service chiefs, all of them, were appointed by Trump. I just didn't see this coming and did not hear anything about critical race theory or any of these political situations that came up. Now, there's no question that during this period, and I'm going to try to relate this to the military, but the Hillary Clinton's Uranium One, the Lois Lerner scandal, the IRS, Fast and Furious, all this occurred under Barack Hussein Obama. Cash to Iran, Holder, Attorney General Holder's contempt of Congress. They didn't do anything about it. The Clinton Foundation schemes on how they were raising money, particularly when Hillary was the Secretary of State. The Ukraine maiden coup, the and of course then the Biden bribes, the Hunter scandals, none of that was made public. It was hidden. George Soros's influence, what he has been doing. I'm laying a list of things out that that occurred under Barack Hussein Obama. The classified emails that Hillary destroyed 33,000 of them, in addition to Barack Hussein Obama was sending it to her. So he knew that she was using an unclassified server. I used to de facto supervise the White House Communications Agency, WACA as it's called, and they had to know that Hillary was using a unclassified server. The DNC email scandal, the Seth Rich murder. We haven't talked about that, but Seth Rich, who was working for the Democratic National Committee, was murdered. And the information that he was providing later was really WikiLeaks. It wasn't the WikiLeaks founder. It was coming from Seth Rich. The corruption of the FBI and the DOJ, which we've seen and been talking about. The election, of course, in 2020, 2022, General Flynn's false accusations, and he was fired. And I blame Vice President Biden for that. And I go back to 6th January, and again, the Electoral College, I blame Vice President, not Biden, but Vice President Pence for that. And Pence was instrumental in getting Mike Flynn fired. And the reason that President Obama told Trump, get rid of Flynn, do not hire him. They didn't want someone who knew the intel apparatus that they had already stolen and had control in there, made of a swamp. They didn't want that. Yet Pence was key in getting, was the factor in getting Mike Flynn fired. and the false accusations against him. So those are just some of the continued accusations that we're talking about. And I'll get back to your question to me, Alan. Why did the military cave on this? What happened to the military? And I still haven't figured it out. I haven't figured out why the current chairman is talking about white rage and why critical race theory is in the service academies, in the military, and they're talking about it. I just have not been able to figure out how they were politically able to do that, except maybe through the current service secretaries. But why the generals, the four stars, haven't stood up just boggles my mind. I do not know why.
General, we had General Dempsey lying under oath about Benghazi. They knew that they had what had truly happened at Benghazi, and that was at Soleimani, the Iranians had killed our people at Benghazi. Now, Hillary and Obama and Biden all covered that up. Why were they hiding that it was Iran that killed our people at Benghazi? They also were hiding the fact that Obama and Brennan were arming Al-Qaeda and ISIS, sending arms into Syria for them. Only when President Trump came in, did he then take care of Soleimani and removed him from this earth. What would the American people have thought if they knew the truth rather than Susan Rice lying on every Sunday show about what had taken place in Benghazi? But also involved with, and that was Antony Blinken and Mike Morrell, the same people that put together the spies who lie, the 51 spies who came out and said there was nothing to the laptop. These people have no moral barometer whatsoever. They'll lie about anything. Americans get killed by the Iranians, by Soleimani, and they hide that and try to pretend like it was about some ludicrous movie. When did our military ever stand behind something like that and let these traitors in the intel community come forward with their lies and a media that refuses to come forward with the truth?
Well, Mary, that's what has confused me. And I did not see it coming. I never thought that it, in fact, could come, that the chairman would lie the way they have done. And hiding Benghazi, which I spent a lot of time on the Citizens Commission on Benghazi, looking into it, and came up with the same conclusion that we were moving Stinger missiles and weapons into the Syrian, into Al-Qaeda, as well as ISIS, through Turkey. And our government was doing it, led by Hillary Clinton, because it was coming through state. And we did not respond when we had adequate resources to respond when the embassy or the facility was attacked, in both facilities. And all we had to do was overfly some F-16s that were on alert at Aviano and another location in theater. All they had to do was go by at nighttime and supersonic, and it would have dispersed that attack. It was that simple. We had UAV up there, and it was beaming data into the White House Situation Room. And lo and behold, we didn't do anything. So that's an example of how Barack Hussein Obama failed this country and this nation. And then we have not yet mentioned the deliberate surrender in Afghanistan of $85 billion worth of equipment, the most modern equipment that is now on the market to other adversaries. So all that, I don't have that answer, Mary. I'm embarrassed.
And those weapons that were left behind in Afghanistan are now coming over our southern border. They are now, the cartels are armed. It's very concerning. But again, General, I look at Benghazi. General Flynn came out and exposed that they were arming ISIS and Al-Qaeda. I believe that's one of the reasons that they went after General Flynn. But at the same time, General, we have Hillary, Brennan, Obama. They're arming the enemy that is killing our troops in the battlefield. And they are the ones arming the enemy. So you have to ask, who do they work for? How do you not wonder, who are they serving? Who is their master when they're arming the enemy to kill our troops? And you also have Joe Biden. This is important. Who's the one who exposed SEAL Team 6? Joe Biden. Only Joe Biden.
Correct. And then in that exercise, when they went in there with the helicopters and were shot down, and we lost that whole SEAL team that was deployed, 6. And never before has this happened. And unfortunately, our military is so wedded to the civilian control and the Constitution that they have been missing this. I blame our leadership. Of course, it's part of the fault of the way we select our 4 stars, I guess, is once you corrupt some of them, then they breed the others around them. And that's apparently what has happened to us. And so,
General,
what is the solution?
In a different era, if General Milley had called up his adversary and said, I'll let you know if we're going to attack you, and now it's come out that he tried to tell the Chinese that President Trump was mentally ill. In a different era, if someone in General Milley's position had called up our adversaries and given them that information, reporting to them, what would have been the outcome?
Well, what you're really saying is, Mary, we have a lot of accountability, and we've been laying it out here today, that must be handled by the American people. And there's no question that we cannot have another Democrat in office in 2024. And what are we doing about making sure that we have a fair election? Because we know that they're going to use hammer and scorecard again. We know they're going to use mail-in ballots. We know the corruptness. It boils down to 6 battleground states. How are we going to prevent that from happening when no one is talking about elections now and how corrupt they were, and they're afraid to, they've scared them into anybody talking about the 2020 election. And so what are we going to do for accountability? Because I believe we're going to have to send a lot of people down to Gitmo, and Americans that have betrayed us and that have committed treason. That's simply stated. And we've named some of these people that have allowed this to happen. And unfortunately, the current chairman is one of those for what he did during the election in talking to the Chinese Communist Party and their leadership. What else have they talked to them about?
One thing we know that they talked to them about is Ash Carter canceled missiles in a box, part of future combat systems. And within 30 days, that is what the Russians had. It took us 13 years and $1.7 billion to develop missiles in a box. That became the Club K within 30 days of the Obama administration canceling it. And that is one of the things, it's a carrier killer. So they handed over a sophisticated weapon that took us that many years and $1.67 billion to create. And within 30 days, the Russians, the Chinese, the North Koreans, all of our adversaries now have that. That's not possible. So we're also, I think our audience needs to understand, the Democrats keep calling for one thing. And you just heard that coming out of California, that they do not want the American people to have the right to have guns. And that is important to our freedom. It is part of our Constitution. And it's the one thing that we cannot let them take those rights away.
You're absolutely correct. And every time you have a shooting, and many of these shootings are really, I believe, arranged by the Democratic Party to certain vulnerable children that are on drugs and all the things that are going on in the school system today. And each time, that's the first thing they talk about, Mary. They wanted to get rid of the Second Amendment. And it's extremely important that people understand with this open borders, they haven't even tried to control it. And we've had 6 million people coming in, and probably over 1 million of those are going to be adversaries that are of a youth age that are military and will be part of a militia that will be against us. And I believe one course of action is on our missile field and our bomber base could be jeopardized by this internal land force that we have permitted to come in the United States as illegals.
Yeah, and the gun control thing, the progressives were not critical of the Ukrainians picking up guns to defend themselves against Russian invaders, which they have every right to do. But they're very quick to make sure that the United States is disarmed, especially California, that could potentially be invaded by China in the near future.
Mary, I want to give a scenario that I think we're going to see. Vice President Harris has got is going to resign. They're going to put whoever they want in. It could be Michelle Obama, could be Susan Rice, but they'll probably play the race card as the vice president. It's clear now that Joe Biden, with the evidence coming out from the Comer Committee, that Biden did accept a bribe. There's a lot of kabuki that got to go through. And so look for that scenario to replace Harris, who they want to be the next president and the nominee to run, because Joe Biden is finally going to get caught up with them, the Biden crime family. Watch for that scenario. That's a course of action.
A good advice. General McInerney, thank you so much for joining us. Alan Jones. And I think we note that the same government that said 2020 was the most secure election in history, that Hunter Biden's laptop with emails documenting Chinese payments going to Joe Biden was Russian disinformation, and that the J6 was an insurrection, which now we know it wasn't. They are now trying to provoke World War III with Russia in order to cover up their crimes. So to our audience, thank you for joining us on the mission. The National Security Hour is the tip of the spear and the epic battle to defend the United States of America.